From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The recipient of this year's Nobel Peace Prize has been announced.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons.
Known as ICAN, the group's singular achievement, the nuclear treaty ban, was adopted July 7th by 122 countries despite universal opposition from the world's nuclear weapon states. The treaty will go into force when it's ratified by 50 nations. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. Robert Rafel explains what will happen next.
The move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of the agreement. Many Republicans and Democrats are opposed to reinstating sanctions, which would effectively kill the agreement, and reports suggest Trump may hold off on urging Congress to do so.
Trump, a self-proclaimed master negotiator, has called the pact one of the dumbest deals ever and repeatedly suggested that he may do away with it. Las Vegas police say they have found the car that they have been looking for, linked to the deadly mass shooting by Stephen Paddock that killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more. They found the Hyundai Tucson at Paddock's Reno home that he shared with his girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley. Also, a GoFundMe account for the victims and their families has reached about $9.5 million in contributions, and that amount is likely to climb higher. This is VOA News. Cambodia's government asked the country's top court to dissolve the main opposition party, which is hanging on by a thread after its leader was jailed on treason charges, sending scores of MPs into self-imposed exile. Bill Gallo reports.
The government has used a mix of court cases, legal maneuvers, and threats to sideline the opposition's leadership and drive more than half of its MPs out of the country in fear. The exodus was prompted by the surprise arrest of the party's president, Kim Soka, last month. Friday, lawyers from the Ministry of Interior lodged a complaint urging the Supreme Court to disband the Cambodia National Rescue Party for allegedly violating a controversial political parties law. When the legislation was passed earlier this year, rights groups warned it was a brazen attempt by Hun Sen to checkmate an opposition that had been making steady gains at the polls. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
As an outbreak of pneumonic plague has worsened in Madagascar, Lisa Schlein provides the update.
Pneumonic plague is a lung infection transmitted through flea bites or from person to person. A person can die within 48 hours of the disease's onset if not treated with antibiotics. In response to this crisis, a spokesman for the World Health Organization, Tarek Jazarevich, says the WHO sent 1.2 million doses of antibiotics to Madagascar this week.
These antibiotics are being given to health facilities, and they are enough to treat 5,000 patients.
Latest official figures put the number of cases at 231, including 33 deaths. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tropical storm Nate gained force as it roared toward Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula on Friday after drenching Central America. The storm has been blamed for at least 21 deaths. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Nate could cause dangerous flooding by dumping as much as 18 to 25 centimeters of rain as it moved over Honduras. Nate is likely to strengthen over the northwestern Caribbean Sea before a possible strike on the Cancun region at the tip of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula at near hurricane strength. Could also hit the U.S. Gulf Coast near New Orleans. The team captain of Spain's storied football club, Barcelona, repeated his call for calm amid the tension over Catalonia's independence bid. He said everyone should be able to live with tranquility. The comments were made at a news conference after becoming the first player to sign a lifetime contract with Barcelona, a deal which will keep him playing for the club for as long as he remains fit. Authorities said nearly 900 civilians and about 430 police officers were injured during last Sunday's independence referendum. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.